Well, it's Tuesday night, the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks for joining us. It's usually a night that we start off with Reverend Roxy Hampton giving us a little invocation, and this night she has been totally wiped out on the political scene in beautiful Hilo, Hawaii, so we're going to have to do without Reverend Roxy tonight giving us a wonderful introduction. Anyway, I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, and thanks for joining us. This is the Inside Hour every Tuesday night on BBSRadio.com. We bring you some extraordinary things typically, and tonight, because we're missing Reverend Roxy, I'm going to open it up early to the phone lines. If you have been listening and want to get a question or kind of concern off of your chest and into the airways, please give us a call. I'll open it up. It's 877-876-5227. I'm going to give it up to the Creator tonight because the world certainly needs it. The United States economy and the people in this beautiful country also need it. So let's start the show by giving it up to the Creator like we normally do. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings constantly pouring out onto us and into us. And we praise you for the sustenance, and we praise you for the divinity and the direction that you give us in life. We ask that you make us your righteous, your right standing more powerfully than you have ever done before, because we need the direction, Heavenly Creator. We seem to be, as a country, going aimlessly into the abyss, and that is not without having your prophets decree what would become now, as it has become now. The devastation, the Babylonian kingdom falling, is not news to most of us. Those of us who have held you in our hearts and in our heads have seen this coming for quite a long time. But there are so many of our friends and family that really lacked your divinity and your divine direction and your knowledge and your wisdom, and failed to hear the calls from we, the people who were in charge of your revelations and bringing out your revelations and being the watchmen on the watchtowers to decree what was coming. And so I ask for a special blessing and anointing to uplift the hearts of those who have been maybe teetering on the brink of giving you full faith and trust, because that is what we really, really need. We understand that it is full faith and trust that does virtually everything in the miraculous world that you come from and that we now live in. This kingdom of heaven blessing planet Earth, we understand, is largely a function for us in our experience of giving you full faith and trust. So I ask for a full, powerful anointing, blessing, particularly for those who have been not quite sold in their hearts on how special you are, Heavenly Creator. I ask for your divine mercy to pour out on those folks, to bring them fully into a full, complete understanding through synchronicities in their lives of how special and powerful and omnipotent you are, Heavenly Creator. And that through that experience, that they will move to have a full force of affection for you above all else, and let go of all of the pagan deities, like the medical deities, like the economic false gods that we have placed, and the politicians and the false gods in politics that we have voted for. And that I praise you, Heavenly Creator, for bringing to pass a full spiritual renaissance and a full measure of blessing on those people who have not quite opened fully their ears and their eyes and their hearts to see you and hear you and be inspired with the love that you provide from your heart to bless humanity. Praise you for all these blessings that you give us, Creator. Thank you for the air that we breathe, the sustenance of element number 8, oxygen, that gives new life through the breath. I thank you for the water that we drink, the special waters in the concert. I ask for a special, powerful anointing and blessing for those who have been praying, especially for the concert for the Living Water Live H2O. I ask for a special blessing and anointing of prospering on all the people that are engaging all of the economic powers and all of the political powers and all of the celebrity powers and the musical powers to bring to bear on the creation and co-creation and celebration of the concert for the Living Water this coming summer solstice, June 19th to the 21st, so that we can celebrate your liquid creative juice, your divine fluid, and bring this harmonic vibration of 528 hertz frequency of love to all the waters of the world so that we can have a full measure, powerful baptism of all the people all over the world through the resonant frequency and harmony of love through the waters. And I thank you, Heavenly Creator, for the food and the sustenance. And as we enter into this economic collapse and this time of poverty that's extending dramatically throughout the United States, that the people who will be in more and more increasingly food lines and shelter homes to be able to get warm foods and warmth and clothing, that they be provided for by the grace of your love, by the faith that they give to you, and by the miracle of manifestation that you provide by those who are faithful, to those who are faithful. Praise you for the food, water, air, and everything else, the shelter, the clothing, all the things that the people who are in economic need today, and all of us need, Heavenly Creator, praise you for giving all of that out. Forever giving, forgiving, forever giving and giving and giving you are. So I simply ask for those who have ears to hear and those who have been on the brink of fully accepting the love of the Creator, that those people are specially blessed tonight in this prayer. In Yeshua's blessed name, I praise you. And so it is this Tuesday evening on the Inside Hour. Well, there you have it, folks, the invocation, the initial giving it up to the boss. I want to thank, while we're at it, I want to thank Healthy World Distributing, healthyworldstore.com, for keeping us on the air. I want to thank BBS Radio and Don Newsom, Doug, and Seth in engineering for putting us on the air every week. And we talk about fascinating things, typically in the area of health, health science, spirituality, how we're going to get out of this mess. And indeed, it is a mess. If you've tuned into the evening news, it's completely messy. All that pain, fear, loss, trauma, real or imagined threats to survival, and false hopes and false prophets. And that's essentially what the evening news is all about. People who condemn us to relive history because they modify, it's with historic revisionism, they modify what we're really witnessing. And I had a brief discussion with my 16-year-old who came back from school today, having had a discussion as a junior in high school with her English teacher, who is also engaged with history. And they were discussing the fact that was on the evening news tonight. Russia is deploying warships to go into the Pacific to closer to the United States. We're looking at there actually being a call among certain states in the United States to separate from the Union and become their own nations. And all of this that has actually tonight been on the evening news and in discussion class with my daughter in high school today, you know, it's fascinating. It's a time of total uncertainty. It's an amazing time, and what relates to this, in my mind, is, again, this issue of forbidden history. You know, when you don't learn history, you're condemned to repeat it. And typically what happens is with historic revisionism, and as the world never learns the truth about the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical industrialists that practice genocide under the guise of public health and modern medicine, as well as, of course, national security, that the genocide, the mass killing or enslaving of the population for profit, that's war economy. That's exactly what we're engaged in right now. We have two wars that were being discussed tonight as the new president-elect Barack Obama is about to take office, and everybody is assuming that he is already directing the show. And the Republicans are celebrating tonight because he's going to maintain in the White House and in the Pentagon the Joint Chiefs and the directors of the Secretary of the Armed Forces that were appointed by the Bush administration to conduct the wars of economics. And so there's a continuity of this malicious intent and this historic deception whereby we have, again, in addition to the White House, a Secretary of State who like the Secretary of States of old, Henry Kissinger, the big new Brzezinski, people who followed in for the Rockefellers and the petrochemical pharmaceutical industrialists came in to that position of political power to further enslave the population and the contaminate the environment, pollute the environment. Of course, I'm talking about Henry Kissinger, who is infamous for not only in Christopher Hitchens' materials being the butcher of Cambodia, but is a war criminal on many accounts beyond that, is responsible for the deployment of nuclear weapons around the face of the planet today, and responsible for what we call HIV/AIDS today, having selected the option to develop biological weapons that were descriptively and functionally identical to HIV/AIDS back in the early 1970s under the Nixon White House when he was Secretary of State. Well, Hillary Rodham Clinton, here she comes into that power position. The most powerful person in the White House is the Secretary of State, and that Hillary Clinton has accepted the offer, this news this week that we've received, and that bodes very, very poorly for the truth about health care and the truth about what health care really is about. First of all, let me say this, folks. Let me get off the bad news for a minute and talk a little bit about the good news, how it relates to this topic. What is real health care? It's not about appointing political puppets of the pharmaceutical industrialists. It's not about these corrupt politicians, Hillary Rodham Clinton, Barack Obama, and of course the Republican administrators of malicious genocide. It's not about putting faith and trust in those people. It's about putting faith and trust in the Holy Spirit power that heals everything. Essentially, it's real simple. Healthcare, all of it, is simply about self-care and recognizing that 80% of your body when you're well hydrated is water. It's like ocean water. It's full of minerals, the right amount of salts, the right pH, that's parts hydrogen or power of hydrogen, and it's essentially very simple when you follow the Levitical laws of diet and of exercise and of having positive thinking, positive thoughts, loving thoughts, not committing the sins or the atrocities that cause stress and dis-ease. Lots of things can happen when you recognize the simple truth about how simple health care really is. It's not about false gods such as the vaccinations and intoxications that we turn to maintain our immunization. It's not about immunizing ourselves with foreign RNA, foreign DNA from bacteria, virus, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues. Not about injecting cow pus into your body for protection against smallpox. It's really about understanding that what really heals every ailment is virtually the kingdom of heaven. Now, that may seem strange that I would say that. That would be, may seem obscure to you to understand what I'm just said. Kingdom of heaven. What is Horowitz talking about? Well, the concept of bringing the kingdom of heaven to earth right here, right now, in your Holy Spirit-filled temple is what I'm talking about. Because there's nothing missing. There's nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. It's absolutely perfect. And so what does that mean? What is that concept? Well, if you get the Love Code DVD documentary, the Love Code DVD documentary, or read the book and do the exercises in love, the real Da Vinci Code. That's love, the real Da Vinci Code. Where you can find information about that is on our sponsor, HealthyWorldStore.com. HealthyWorldStore.com. You can purchase those two products. Do the exercises in the book, Love Code. They're mathematical exercises. Do the observations and have the reinforcements when you watch the DVD called The Love Code. And why I'm telling you to do that is because it's this concept of there being a kingdom of heaven that's perfect. Just like 1, 2, 3, the numbers follow each other perfectly. 1 and 1 is always 2. It'll never be 4 unless you're a liar or a cheater. Math is perfect. It doesn't lie. That's why it's the Creator's language. And it is the kingdom of heaven when you understand in the physics world that the kingdom of heaven in the religious world is virtually identical in its concept, in its full measure of understanding, as the musical mathematical matrix. Matrix. Look it up. Look it up in the dictionary what that word means. You'll find it in the Bible a couple times. In fact, the Creator said to Moses that upon Moses giving praise and glory over to the Creator, that the Creator blessed Moses with all that shall open the matrix in all flesh, so that everything can be to the Israelites and they can be free. That was what the freedom, the direction, the prescription of the Creator was blessing Moses with, that dealt with this concept of the matrix. How does that fit? Here's how it fits, you understand. What did Jesus say? Yeshua said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, then all else shall come to you, that there shall be nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven, that it's perfect, it's mathematically precise." And that if you want to be in connection and communion divine with that perfection, then all you have to do is give your heart full faith and trust over to the Creator and its administration and its technology for creation through the mathematics of the Creator's language, which is math, which is the composition of the matrix. And so, really, it's all about the numbers. It's all about understanding that what does all the healing is this flow of energy. And what is energy? Energy is electron flow. And electrons are flowing, and that is a factor associated with pH, or parts hydrogen, because it is the hydrogen that fuels everything all over the universe. H2O, the living water. The frequency vibration of divinity that's blessing humanity right now, instantaneously, coming out of the kingdom of heaven, manifesting on earth as it is perfect therein, essentially, is in your Holy Spirit-filled temples, blessing you, miraculously uplifting you, miraculously healing you, giving you every single energy that you need in order to sustain you. You don't think about breathing, and you just breathe. That means every minute you're taking in oxygen, element number 8, it's part of water, H2O. So the living water is actually sustaining you, and it's the mathematics that's doing it. You know, there's no accident that H2O has the composition of hydrogen, element number 1, and oxygen, element number 8. That's all she wrote for the creative juice. 8 and 1 is 9. 9 is completion. The number, the symbol itself, is a tip-off about what we're talking about. Look at the number 9. What is it? It's a spiraling up from earth into the wholeness of heaven. It is a circular wholeness that we're talking about, like a whole note in the musical scale, in the musical language and composition. We understand that the wholeness of heaven is what we all seek. The most direly sought and most profoundly important find in life is this connection, this divine human communion. You know, we're told by success trainers that if we have our priorities set straight and set our goals based on our priorities and our values, and the number one priority, goal, value is to serve the Creator, number one, have a connection divine with the boss, and be of service to the Creator. The second connection is to your family, of course, to your spouse, sharing the love and caring that's associated with this incredible mirror person, this process whereby we select somebody that's mathematically, electromagnetically suited to help us develop and evolve into this more divine, loving, capable, worthy human being. Superhuman, in fact. that brings us closer likewise to the Creator. And then finally, after that, you put your work or your service to humanity and extended family third in that list of priorities. Well, that whole concept, again, comes back to the full measure of understanding that this positive-negative charge, it's all about the numbers. What attracts you to your spouse, essentially, is the electromagnetics, the psychosocial dynamics that's associated with a spiritual resonance of the mass, and literally H2O, the water. Again, the miracle of that math, the miracle of us being created out of the water, just like everything else in the universe, and the miracle and the revelation that we now have for sustaining us and prospering us and giving us everything that we need to survive and thrive. This whole concept of the living waters and this whole concept of healing coming about because of the mathematical perfection that's expressed electromagnetically through the creative juice, this holy water, filling your Holy Spirit-filled temple. And that's what it's really about. It's about tuning into the flow, tuning into the energy, receiving that sustaining flow, and celebrating it with a full measure of faith and trust, and actually engaging it in the inner image, in this concept of a heart mind that's far more powerful than the egoic, fear-based mind, the reason and rationale that Eve fell for when the satanic alien, the reptilian, slithered into the Garden of Eden and persuaded Eve to said, "You don't really think you're going to die if you eat this apple. Eat this apple. You will not die." Well, the heart mind certainly did. The egoic mind, the tree of knowledge, the apple, biting the apple that was metaphorically associated with this concept that the egoic rationale, reason, mind that has now given us the false gods of science and medicine that has been most destructive to not just we the people, but our entire planet and the ecology and all the species. That this is what we have now reaped from what we have sown, stupidity. Well, we probably have a caller, because I hear a little beep. We have a caller on the Inside Hour?
Yeah.
Hi there, who's calling?
Hey, my name's Sean.
Sean?
Yeah.
Hi, Sean, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Hampshire.
Hey, how's it in New Hampshire this evening?
It's kind of rainy. You know?
Kind of rainy, that's what it's doing in Northern Idaho, too. That's what it's doing all across the United States for people who give their faith and trust over to the medical deities and to the false prophets and the political order. So tell me, what's going on, Sean?
Well, I actually had a question for you involving water. I've been kind of researching myself about this and, you know, how much more it affects us and, you know, what we're used to. And, like, just concerning the water we drink, you know, it's commonly pretty bad out of the taps and all that, you know, right?
Yeah, it's, especially if you are taking municipal water, which fluoridated water, it's very, very toxic, and we've got to get rid of it. And
fluoride and everything, too, you know, like, messed up. But I found this product online. I was wondering if you might have heard of it, or it's from this site. It's called BioRay Technologies, and they're these bioenergetic spheres that are supposed to re-ionize and, like, do something with the atomic spin of molecules in water. Does that sound like something that is plausible?
Yes, it is. I would test that kind of a product out, and we're developing a number of products that are all based on the miracle of water. In my opinion, the whole concept of hydrosonics is where all of us should be researching and then applying our knowledge. In about 3 weeks, I'm heading, for example, to Las Vegas and presenting a paper, a scientific paper, to about 3,000 medical doctors at the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine meeting, where the paper is called Hydroengineering, Freedom from Infectious Diseases. So hydro, it should be hydrosonically engineering, water and sound, frequency, resonance, vibration. That sounds like the technology that you're talking about. And the water resonator that I developed, for $20, you can get online to healthyworldstore.com or call a toll-free number I'll give out in a couple minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And you can purchase these beautiful little electromagnetized stickers that have the perfect circle of sound, the sacred...
I've seen those, yeah, with the nine-pointed star.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And if you apply those to water, such as Canada's leading artist and metaphysical scholar and photographer and author, Courtney Milne, who right now is actually engaged with some of the folks that are planning with me, Live H2O, the concert for the living water, and they're up in Calgary right now having a meeting. And Courtney put one of those on 70,000 gallons of water in his pool, and he put that, and it changed dramatically the texture of the water, and then the water literally spoke to his heart and showed him the most magnificent art. The man has testified, and we have the video now. It's actually on its way to me right now of him testifying that this happened, and he's made 45,000 pictures, and you can see them online right now. We'll have him as a guest on my program coming up on the Inside Hour one of these weeks. But his name is Courtney Milne. If you go to poolofpossibilities.com, poolofpossibilities.com, and you look at the art, all of these photographs of his pool that has dramatically changed every quality in it, including its molecular structure, from just having placed that sacred symbol with the frequency resonant mathematics. Now, a lot of people would ask, well, how is it possible that the thing is vibrating? Because it's just a sticker. Well, if you're seeing it, that means that your eye is receiving frequency vibrations and colors from it. That's an electromagnetic stimulus that's coming to you. And so that's simply alone. And then what we've done is we basically printed them with iron oxide ink on the backside, and then impregnated that with the sound of 528 hertz frequency of love. And so it resonates. And if you understand Dr. Emoto's work, are you familiar, Sean, with Dr. Emoto's work?
Yeah, the crystallization molecules.
Yeah.
In and water, yeah, that's amazing stuff.
It is. It's beautiful. And so Dr. Emoto's work proves a couple of very important things. Number one, it proves that water responds to your prayer. That means it's conscious. That means it's also connected to the divine. So that's, of course, exactly what it says in the book of Genesis, because in the beginning there was the Creator and there was the water at the same time, even before the Holy Spirit of the Creator hovered on the face of the waters, you had the water to begin with. That means even before the word, sound, frequency was uttered by the Creator, you had the water. So water is literally part of the triune God. And that beyond that, the water that's in your body must be recognized likewise. That means I have to honor you as a virtual, powerful co-creator, as a virtual God with a small g. Likewise, that you're a superhuman. I've got to honor you for that because your body is full of the creative juice. And so the concept of praying to your own body water, praying to the Creator in you, and basically facilitating through the same processes that the Creator uses, the spoken word prayer. In other words, you are, I am, we are literally a manifestation of our glorious Creator's prayer in water. And we've manifested out of water as a result of that prayer. And, of course, it says in the Bible that the image, that we were created in the image. Well, that could well mean, likewise, the imagination, because we know how powerful imagination is and the projection of the inner image to our reality. And that's all powerful because that's imparting that message, frequency, resonance, energy into the water to manifest. Now bring that concept into healing. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean, don't they do that with one of those frequencies, right? With a DNA repair or something.
Well, that's what 528 is, and a number of people have really taken off on that now. In fact, this afternoon I was on the internet looking at YouTube because, first of all, if you do a search on YouTube right now for Medicine Wolf DNA Wheel, you'll see a beautiful video production that was just done by Awaken TV producer Skip Thomas, who put on the internet a celebration invocation of the finalization of the DNA medicine wheel in Sedona, Arizona, by my friend and beloved partner, Dr. Medicine Wolf, who's formulating some fantastic products right now with us. There's Zeolife, which is the best detoxification formula on the planet. It's called Zeolife, not Zeolite. It's beyond Zeolite. It's Zeolife.
Zeolife?
Zeolife,
like
yeah.
Metal detox?
Yeah, fabulous detox that we all need because we're all exposed to these chemical toxins and poisons and the electromagnetic frequency vibrations that are dissonant. This is it handles heavy metals, all the heavy metal poisons that have been injected by the vaccinations and the mercury from the amalgam dental fillings and the poisons that we've swallowed from all of that, from the foods that are contaminated, from the waters that have been contaminated, from the air that's contaminated, and from the electromagnetic resonance frequencies that we're still picking up that is not very healthy for us. That's what Zeolife handles. You can go to zeolife.net, Zeolife.net, and read up about this product. Anyway, this is Dr. Medicine Wolf, and you'll see him on the YouTube, and he's also produced what's called Primo Life, the top shelf best thing that I could recommend for everybody at this day and age, right now. Besides the Zeolife and besides Oxy Silver to protect you against infectious diseases, that's also water that has got a trace amount of the silver, which is a superconductor. And, of course, silver is a superconductor. Water is a superconductor. And when you put into that, those two superconductors solution, you put 528 hertz frequency of love, then you have a superconductive juice, creative juice, that is literally this loving blessing. And love is the universal healer. So this is what I'm talking about. Love sources from the heart of our Creator. The entire universe is simply operating from the matrix with 9 core creative frequencies, and you mentioned the miracle frequency, 528. Mm-hmm. So this is the kind of now research and development and practical applications of the not only scriptural revelations but the scientific advancements in the fields of physics and electrogenetics, and the full understanding of what bioenergy is about. Biology and electricity is totally integrated. We are literally bioenergetic beings. You know, I mentioned a couple times, it's going to be a famous quote, I know it already, because it's really being heralded and used by a lot of people, and I love it. It's Creator put it on my heart, and I wrote it down, and you are, best definition of a human being, you are a digital bio-holographic precipitation, crystallization, miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibration coming out of water. That best describes who we are as a human or superhuman being. And the water is central to it all because it's the creative juice. So drinking the right water is very important. Now let's talk practical. You may want to know practical. What kind of water do you drink? The best water. And you're up in New Hampshire, you said?
Yeah, I try to buy spring water whenever I can. Like, I try not to do the tap water thing.
Yeah, that's the best thing to do. If you folks listening have a good source for good fresh spring water, the best spring water is where you go up into the mountains and you find a fresh spring that's not surrounded by cattle upstream that have been pooping into the water supply and the groundwaters, and there's no pollution. I'm talking about a hard-to-find place. If you find one of those places and you drop down on your knees and you put your face in that pool as it's coming out through the rock and through the earth, and you drink maybe 16 ounces of that water, what you're going to feel is like a kundalini rush. For those of you who have done cocaine, it's like a cocaine buzz. All of a sudden, you feel like, wow, gee whiz, what is that? And it's literally sparks of life, of the living water coming through your own living water, sending you the resonance frequency of divinity to uplift your Holy Spirit-filled temple, to resonate in a harmonic vibration with the living water. And so that is really the best water to drink. Though that's very similar to the 9 healing wells that Dr. Lorenzen studied with his colleagues that have a structure to it. And there's a couple different water devices, one of which we're just now picking up for the Healthy World Store catalog, that will turn your house water, after it's purified through a filter, it'll turn it into this kind of a structured water. The other thing is that we're just coming out with, in about, I'd say, 4 weeks, certainly, we'll have it. It's called Live H2O. Live H2O, not the concert for the living water, not liveh2o.org. This is a bottled water we're coming out with called Live H2O. Literally, when you touch it with your finger, it sparks. It'll shock you pleasantly. You'll be surprised. It won't hurt you, but it'll tell you that this water is really alive. And it's not just a release of static electricity. That means every time you touch it, it'll give you that spark to let you know, hey, buddy, I am alive with energy. And what we've done, what we're doing with this water, is we're bottling it after producing it with the 528 hertz frequency of love. And again, this is based on the understanding that we can now even bottle it, given the most advanced revelations in science. A lot of this includes Tesla technology to advance the energy frequency resonance of the free energy of the basic ethers of the universe that literally have this balance, this harmonics of vibration that's sustaining and uplifting, spiritually anointing. And that's all coming through the water. And we now have the understanding to create the living waters and recreate it so that it really is closer to what we've ever seen and gotten and be able to produce, to this kind of a water that you can get when you seek out and find these miracle springs and healing wells. Yeah. So that's the best water.
That's awesome. That's cool. But you think that the sticker you're talking about, like, for instance, I could put that on maybe a water bottle or something and really enhance the water inside?
Yes, that's exactly what we do, what we use it for. And what I also, this is very important. I've said this, I think I said this last week. I'm going to reiterate it this week because it's such an important revelation. And folks listening, if you want to read up about what I'm about to tell you, which is really the reason why you should pray over everything and why prayer is so important, read an article I wrote. It's an essay. I think it's entitled, Why Nikola Tesla Prayed More Than Albert Einstein. And it's on the healthyworldsolutions.com blog. You can go to healthyworldsolutions.com, and that's one of many wonderful articles that you could read there. And it explains this. The reason you should be praying over water and before you drink it, or when you apply to a water bottle the water resonator, what I like to call in short the 3E, the evolutionary energy enhancer. That's that perfect circle of sound symbol with the nine core creative frequencies with the sun symbol and the 528 at the middle. It says love and thanks on it. That symbol that we've now impregnated the Mylar with the iron and the frequency resonance of 528. That should be applied with prayer. When you take any medications or medicines or whatever you do, should be applied with heartfelt, loving intent to produce the result that you want to have. The reason for that, again, is so simple. Because you were created in the image of the Creator. The Creator created you literally as a prayer. Spoke the words, prayed into the water, out came everything, including you. And so the prayer of love and joy with heartfelt loving intent to be of miraculous service and contribution and creation and this powerful creative essence gets expressed when you pray and ideally articulate through not just the spoken word, not just simply language, but literally song, music. The ideal way to pray is musically. And you can make up the tune. It doesn't really matter. So as long as it's harmonic within your heart and resonating with love, pray that way. And that pray for what it is that you want to accomplish with whatever technology you're using. That's why Nikola Tesla prayed more than Albert Einstein, because he had gotten what I just said. And I discovered that just a couple of weeks ago, that that was what he was heavily into Bible. He was heavily into praying as he was developing the technology before he turned Tesla technology on. And for those who are listening who don't know who Nikola Tesla is, he makes Albert Einstein seem far less genius than he really was. Tesla was the last century's greatest genius. And that the truth is that the reason why we have radio is not because Marconi developed the radio. That's false history. Historic revisionism. Nikola Tesla developed the radio. Wireless communications. He developed all of the electrical systems. Edison, Thomas Edison stole half of his technology from Nikola Tesla. So Tesla knew it. He knew about the power of heartfelt, loving intent articulated through the spoken word of prayer, and that's what he did before he turned any of his machines on. And that's what I recommend that you do. When you apply the water resonator, the 3E sticker, onto the glassware, and you have water in it, put your hands around it, give thanks to the Creator for it, bless it in that way, and this heartfelt loving intent that it replenishes, restores your body, uplifts it into the full harmony of divinity for the miraculous healing. And that's the most powerful thing that you can do.
Yeah, I've never really even thought about doing anything like that in a sense, but that makes a lot of sense.
Doesn't it make sense? Doesn't it seem like, you know, why didn't they teach us this kind of stuff? The reason why is because...
Why would the government want to teach us that kind of stuff? That would only empower us, you know?
That's exactly right. This is the Emancipation Proclamation information. This emancipates us. It makes us free to be the full spirit-filled sovereigns that the Creator intended us to be.
Yeah, I completely agree.
You know, isn't it wonderful? Do you have any children?
Oh, no, I'm 20 years old.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, I can tell you, as a parent of three beautiful children, non-vaccinated, of course, that
nice.
Yeah, the greatest blessing that you look forward to is that your children come home from school with beautiful things that they've done and created. Of course, you'd like to see them get A's, and they come home with these beautiful things. And then once they do that, that's really fabulous. You're really satisfied. But what really makes you completely in bliss, puts you really in bliss in your heart, the highest, greatest blessing of being a human is to have your child come back someday and say, you know, Dad, you know, Mom, you are awesome. Thank you so much for giving me all the gifts that you've given me, for giving me the money to buy the books, to do this, to buy the paints, to buy the art supplies, to buy whatever I've used, because look what I've created with. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. That's what we look forward to. That's the most fulfilling thing in life. And likewise, you got to think about the fact that you are the Creator's child. And likewise, that's all the Creator wants. The Creator simply wants you to sometimes pay, you know, some attention. First of all, create something of benefit, of joy, of love, and as a blessing to the brothers and sisters down here, the other children of the Creator. And then say, hey, Creator, you know what? Thank you so much. You are awesome. You have blessed me royally. Thank you so much. That's it, brother. You do that, Sean, and you will be flying.
Definitely. Thanks for all the advice. Definitely.
Pleasure. Thanks for calling in. What do you do for work?
I'm in live sound.
In live sound, huh?
Yeah, production wise.
Oh, nice. Are you working with 528 at all?
I am not. I've just started to come to realize what all that is about. I'm going to start trying to at least tune my instruments to that whole set of scales.
Yeah, that's true. I just did two things today. One thing, I tuned my D35 Martin with new strings to 417 hertz frequency, which is the resonance frequency, and it's very, very good tuning for rock and roll.
Yeah.
And then 528, I was listening, and right now I'm burning a DVD of Scott Huckabee in concert, playing both 417, and then he retuned to 528. It was really interesting to see the difference in the music between the two.
Scott.
So, just burning a DVD. And have you checked out the website, www.love528.com?
I don't think so, no.
Yeah, write that down. www.love528.com. And there you'll see some articles and some links, especially even to a guitar tuner that has the 528 tone generator on it. And you know what else? What I did today also, I did a search in YouTube on 528, and there have been a number of people who have submitted already online free DVDs that you can view that have the 528 tuning forks and images associated with it. So I thought that was pretty cool. You know, it's spreading. This whole understanding and this technology is definitely spreading. We're having an impact, and I know that once this catches on, and I look forward to the success with the people today who are in Calgary, Christopher Chabot with Courtney Milne and others that are collaborators in Live H2O, the Concert for the Living Water that's coming up the summer solstice this June. So pray for that as well, that they're successful, and that this 528 is going to explode in global consciousness. It is the love frequency. Everybody wants to be in love. Everybody wants a spiritual blessing. Everybody wants a spiritual renaissance to transform the planet. Well, 528, love, is it. And so you look at Dr. Medicine Wolf also when he did the medicine wheel, the DNA medicine wheel in Sedona. He talks about 528 as the love frequency. So it's catching on.
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely really looking forward to this this concert. I did just find out about it a few days ago.
Yeah. You know, also, you might want to stay on the line with BBS. I'm coming to the close of the Insight Hour, but folks, you know, right after the Insight Hour and Dr. Len Horowitz, you've got my wonderful colleague, Don Nikoloff, and his program, Evident Footprints, coming up. And Sean, I can tell you that nobody in the United States, maybe the entire planet, knows more about 528 hertz frequency tuning and actual music production in studio than the professional expert, the executive producer for Tetrahedron Records, Don Nikoloff. coming up on this network in about 5 minutes.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. Yep, yeah. That's a great blessing. So, anyway, I want to thank you for calling, and I appreciate it, and share the love, okay?
Yeah, definitely thank you for taking my call. I'll be listening.
Pleasure. Thanks a lot for calling.
You take it easy.
Okay, folks, well, as you heard, I'm coming to the end of this hour of insight, and I want to thank you for also joining us tonight, and a special warm, loving prayer goes out to Reverend Roxy Hampton. Hope that her political career isn't too exhausting for her. I know that's probably what it is. I'm sure she's under a lot of pressure. It's over this next week to 2 weeks that she's got to fill in all the paperwork to be an administrator of politics and the politics in that area of Hawaii, of course, with the genocide against the Native Hawaiians and the expansion of the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant ideology into the Hawaiian culture has certainly left its mark and is has a major responsibility on the legislators, one of which is Sister Auntie Emily Naoli, who's just won her councilwoman seat, and Reverend Roxy Hampton is her principal administrator. So I'm sure that's probably she's under the burden of that responsibility. And so our prayers go out to Reverend Roxy that she would be able to join us again on the Insight Hour next Tuesday night. Thanks again. Go to our special sponsors, HealthyWorldStore.com. Everything that you buy, any book, tape, CD, DVD, healthcare product or equipment on HealthyWorldStore.com goes to sustain this ministry, this programming. And I greatly appreciate it. It's what's really been our bread and butter. It's allowed us to pay the bills. So if you can get online, go to HealthyWorldStore.com and order something that you like, that you think will serve you and uplift you and make you or your loved ones healthier, safer, happier. I want to give you that toll-free number I promised. It's 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787 is the order line for HealthyWorldStore.com. My recommendation this hour of insight was the book Love, The Real Da Vinci Code, and the DVD, The Love Code, because you'll want to, again, start to play with the numbers. When you start to play with the numbers and use the numbers in your life, everything is going to start to change and accelerate. The spiritual opening of the heart-mind is going to expand in you. And the egoic, fear-based mind that is the one that's guilty, that's judgmental, the one that keeps you in stress, that is going to tone its volume down in your life. And you'll have more shalom, more peace than you've ever known. That is my prayer for you, and that is exactly what my prescription for you is. If you start to use the numbers that Leonardo da Vinci used, that we've decrypted the Vitruvian Man drawing in the book Love, The Real Da Vinci Code, when you integrate that information into your life, practically apply it in everything from the number of times you brush your teeth to the number of gulps you drink. Always use the threes, sixes, and nines, and the eights. Threes, sixes, nines, and eights. That's even what Plato, Pythagoras, Aristotle, Vitruvius, and Leonardo da Vinci recommended. So this is what I'm recommending. Dr. Len Horowitz on the Inside Hour recommends get the book Love, The Real Da Vinci Code. It's $23 and change. And get the DVD called The Love Code. Sit back, watch it. It's 2 hours of a very informative, edutaining, multimedia experience. We've got a caller just calling in at the end of the Insight Hour. Who is it? Who's on the line?
Hi, it's Karen McDonald. I'm calling out of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, up here in the cold north here.
Hi, Sister Karen McDonald. Hi, love. We're just about out of time. What brings you to the Insight Hour?
Well, I just wanted to congratulate you, and I wanted to listen and just thank you for all the work that you've been doing. And I just wanted to really encourage people to go to the Live H2O and look at your book, Walk on Water, because it really brings into everything you've been doing with yourself, Brother Medicine Wolf, Courtney up here as well. So just wanted to thank you for all your hard work. And again, I just wanted to mention we got some really interesting living waters up here, Manitou Lake, that I wanted to see if anyone's really explored, because you can't actually sink in them.
I'll tell you something. You know, we're out of time, Karen, but why don't you call in next week and tell us more about that lake? And, you know, we've got you on tap to have one of the venues for Live H2O up in Edmonton, too, I think it is, right?
Yeah, we looked at Calgary and stuff in Saskatoon and whatever those areas, but there's Manitou Beach, too.
Excellent. All right, love. Thanks so much for calling. We got to end. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz signing off this week of Insight. Praise you, Heavenly Creator, for giving us the opportunity next week again. Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Pacific, 12 midnight on the East Coast. Stay tuned for our brother Don Nikoloff on Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com.